You talked about your turn, but there's a team in front of your turn, right, with SMU, which is the one you've got to concentrate on first.
Absolutely. You know, it's been a long time since I've seen SMU live. You know, I mean, we maybe a spring tournament a few years ago, but I have not seen them really compete in a fall season in a long time. And so with them winning their conference and the numbers that I have looked to see how they who their big hitters are and what kind of defense they play. So, you know, we'll definitely spend the majority of our time getting ready to make sure that we are ready for that match with SMU.
You say kind of knowing that there was a chance, a pretty good chance of you going to Texas and some of the teams that were going to be there, you could almost have done a little bit of scouting beforehand, couldn't you?
You know, there's so many social networks out there, our social, whatever, media. Websites, yeah, they're full of it. So, and a lot of them were saying this exact bracket of four. And so, yeah, we've kind of done a little bit of looking just out of curiosity, but knowing that it's really not final till tonight.
Are you at all worried about the players maybe overlooking SMU and looking toward Texas since they're a big rivalry?
You know, this is the 100th time that we've gone to Austin now, and so I'm kind of used to having to prepare them for that opening round match of someone other than the Longhorns. And honestly, I've heard UT Rio Grande Valley has some really, really strong players, some of them from other countries, on their squad. So, you know, once it's tournament time, anything can happen. And so we'll be prepared for all three, but first SMU.
And I guess all you got to do is go back to Arizona State, right, a couple of years back to get your point across, if anybody's thinking that.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, we started off so strong in that match, I'll never forget it. And then we just couldn't sustain, and they found some weaknesses of ours and just really just hammered us from that point on. And so there's no question that's one that will be brought up a lot this week in practice, I'm sure.
Come tournament time, it's almost even more important or more beneficial to have an experienced team. So do you feel good about that going in?
I do. You know, I like that we have a lot of players that have been in the tournament. That's really huge. I like that we have a lot of really strong leaders that are passionate about Aggie volleyball, and they want to see this program continue to advance. So I think we'll see that throughout our week of practice and through the weekend with good leadership, really motivating and inspiring practices, and just a group that's really ready to go.